This is truly a tremendous good and a gift from God, which, if rightly used, brings us closer to God Himself, making us truly human. As a certain person has pointed out, defining the ideal human, humanity is a great thing, and a compassionate human is an honorable thing. This gift surpasses even the power to raise the dead, for it is far better to feed Christ when he's hungry than to raise the dead in Jesus' name. In the first example, you benefit Christ. In the latter, he benefits you. And rewards typically come from doing good, not from receiving good. As far as miracles go, you are in God's debt. But in the case of giving to the poor, God is in your debt. However, it is only true almsgiving when done willingly, generously, when you believe you are not giving but receiving, when it feels like a benefit, not a loss, otherwise it wouldn't be a grace. For if you show mercy to someone, you should feel joy, not resentment. It's absurd to console someone and feel downhearted yourself. If you're discouraged because you've helped another person, you're being cruel and inhumane. It's better not to help at all than to do it resentfully. And why are you upset anyway? Are you afraid your wealth will decrease? If that's your fear, then don't give at all. If you're not sure it's multiplied for you in heaven, don't give. But you're looking for compensation here. Why? Let your almsgiving be just that, not a transaction. Several have indeed received their reward here, but not necessarily as an advantage over those who haven't. Like children unable to wait for a royal feast and eating inferior food ahead of time, those who look for and receive their reward here diminish their ultimate reward. When you lend money, you usually hope to get your principal back later, maybe even prefer not to get it all back immediately so the interest grows. But in this case, you're asking for immediate repayment. And that too, when you aren't going to be here forever. You'll be there not to be judged, but to account for your actions. It would be a loss to build mansions where you aren't going to stay. Why strive to be wealthy here when you might leave before nightfall? Understand that we live in a foreign land as strangers and sojourners. We may be evicted unexpectedly, which is our lot in life. We leave everything we've prepared here. The Lord doesn't allow us to take what we've built or bought with us, nor does He compensate us for them. He warns us not to build, but to spend what is rightfully ours. So why discard what's yours to work and spend on someone else's? In doing so, you risk losing both your labor and wages and facing extreme punishment. Don't let this happen, but choose to live as natural sojourners. If we insist on being citizens here, we will be neither here nor there. But if we live as sojourners should live, we will enjoy the freedom of citizens both here and there. We will dwell comfortably here among the possession of others, and when we depart to heaven, we will see our eternal homes. The righteous will be at ease both here and when he returns to his homeland, he will receive true riches. Therefore, let's use what we have correctly so that we may gain the benefits of this life and the next. Let's be citizens of heaven, which we can all attain through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, along with the Father and the Holy Ghost, deserve glory and power forever. Amen.